I'm Andy Chanley. This is 88.5 FM, and we've got another live session today. This has been a packed week, a really good week. Today, joining us, Best Coast. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Talking to Bethany Cosentino here and Bob Bruno, also joining us. The album is coming out very soon, Always Tomorrow, on the 21st. Is that right? Looking over the record label reps way. The 21st of next month.
Yeah.
And you're also going to be playing. You're playing the Alibi in Palm Springs on the 27th of February. Novo here in L.A. the next day. And then it's off to San Francisco and the rest of the mm-hmm. U.S. before coming back around April Fool's Day in San Diego. First album in 5 years. First Best Coast full album in 5 years. What do you think gives you the right to slack off? Like,
I just really needed a break to like live my life and like figure some things out and just take some time away from this life. It's a hard one, but I feel like a lot of the stuff that I talk about on this record, I fill you in on where I was the last 5 years. So
all the details.
I give you all the answers.
All the details to come with a new record. Who was it years ago? I think it was like 15, 20 years ago. I heard, I think it was Sting who said, you know, sometimes you just need to inhale.
Yeah.
You know, spend all this time exhaling. Sometimes you just need to sit back and watch some movies and go see a concert.
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, this job is like, it's the best. Like, I love being a musician so much. I feel like this is what I was born to do. But it's also like, it comes with a lot of stress and a lot of things that cause you to kind of like, if you're not a super stable person, it can kind of cause you to go off the rails a little bit. And I definitely like went off
you're not super stable.
To get back. No. I mean, I think now I'm a lot more stable, but at the time I was dealing with some stuff. So, but I feel like it's really cool that we were able to kind of step away for a minute and like take some time and really focus on this record. Like when the time came to make it, I think this is the longest we've ever worked on a record. Like it took us like 2 years. We were working on this thing pretty much. So I think it's cool that we were able to kind of like step back. People were respective of that. And, you know, we're out here like doing it now and people are really excited for it. So it's cool that people still care.
Let's have you guys do it for us. We're going to hear one of the songs off the new album. This is going to be Different Light.
Yes.
All right. Best Coast live on 88.5 FM.
Ah,
This is 88.5 FM. We're in a live session with Best Coast. That song is Different Light. It'll be on the new album, Always Tomorrow, that comes out in about 5 weeks, five and a half weeks. And we're talking to Bob Bruno and Bethany Costantino of Best Coast. So this album that's coming out, we're saying that it's the first one in some time. The earlier albums, this seems like a little bit of a departure. I mean, at least, you know, what I'm hearing so far, the first single that was on the internet for the first time and so forth, a little bit more bringing in some synths and, you know, less of the indie feeling of the stuff before. Talk about that a little bit. It seems like you're broadening the palette a little.
Well, I think, like, you know, we've been doing this for a decade now, and our, you know, Crazy For You turns 10 years old this year. Wow. So I think it was kind of like over the span of the last 10 years, like as individuals we've grown, as musicians we've grown, our tastes and things that we're influenced by are constantly changing. You know, artists and musicians, I think, are meant to change. And I think a lot of times people think like you establish your sound and you just stay that way. Mm-hmm. But I think what great artists do is they dip their toes into different areas. And I think with this record, that song specifically, like we took a risk and we just tried something different. Like Bob and I both of our parents grew up listening to a lot of Fleetwood Mac. And that song to me, like I really wanted to do something that sounded similar, that evoked sort of this vibe that Fleetwood Mac gives off. I truthfully only listen to adult contemporary like soft rock 70s music.
Yacht
so
rock?
Yeah, truly. Yeah. Like I don't, people are always like, what's your favorite modern band? I'm like, I don't know. I listen to Christopher Cross all the time. Like I don't.
Oh, give me some Little River Band and I'm happy.
Seriously, Cool Change is the best song
it's
ever.
The best.
It's the best song ever. But so I think it was like with that song, we wanted to kind of like go to that direction of like our soft rock like love that we have and kind of like also go to some sort of 80s Talking Head stuff that we also like really respect and appreciate.
And so, there's a little, this must be the place. I hear that
for the first time. Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you.
yeah, man. If you don't like Little River Band, I don't want to know you. You got a hole in your soul. my 5-year-old daughter, Vivian, had a question she wanted to have answered, and that is, how is Snacks the cat?
He's good. He just turned 12 years old.
Aw.
He's getting up there, but he's doing good. He's just finding patches of sunlight to lay in and, you know.
Same here.
Yeah, he's just doing his thing, you know, living his life.
Somebody comes by and rubs my belly, I'm happy. We want to get you to play another song for us here in just a second. Oh, excuse me, how did the two of you actually come to meet? How did you and Bob?
We met, I was like 17 years old when we met. Bob is a lot older than me, and I remember like just, I was in this like, the music scene in LA, like the DIY music scene, I went to The Smell a lot. I like engaged in a lot of like just like weird basement shows and warehouse shows and things. And I had these, my really good group of friends at that time, who a lot of them are still my really good friends. They were in this band called Mika Miko and they would play a lot of shows. And I just would see Bob at all of them and was just like, who is this guy that's everywhere with these girls? And then we just kind of became friends. And then when I decided to start this band or a band, I just hit him up and I was like, hey, I want to start a band. And he was like, cool, just send me demos once you start writing them. And the rest is history.
10 years.
10 years later, 10 years here later. We are.
All right, we're going to hear another song from you guys off the Always Tomorrow album that comes out next month. And what's the second one going to be? Everything Has Changed?
Yeah, Everything Has Changed.
We're going to listen to more of Best Coast live at 88.5 FM.
All the way back home, I used to cry myself to sleep. Reading all the names they called me, used to say that I was lazy, the lazy, crazy baby. Did they think that maybe I was in on it? Did they think? No, of course they didn't. Every day. Now I'm cooking for two. Now I'm waking up every morning next to you. I used to be so scared. If everything's okay, then what the hell do I complain about?
That song's Everything Has Changed. It's new from Best Coast. It'll be on the new album. Comes out next month. Always Tomorrow is the name of it. And like I said at the top, going to do a couple of shows next month as well, celebrating the album release. We're talking to Bethany right now. Silent Bob is also here. You did some acting young, right?
Yeah, I did some commercials.
I'm curious if that's anything that as you become, you know, more established as a musician, if it has any draw to you whatsoever. Because I think of a couple of examples, like, you know, Jenny Lewis, mm-hmm. some childhood acting, and then none of that, all music all the mm-hmm. time. But then there are people like, you know, Harry Dean Stanton and Dwight Yoakam, who they're a musician, but if something comes by that they're interested in, then they're, you know, they jump into that with both feet.
Yeah.
Any interest or not?
I kind of really exist in that world of, like you just said, like, I'm a musician, but if opportunities come by, I'm like, if it's the right thing, I'm mm-hmm. sometimes like, huh, this seems cool. I mean, I love what I do. I love music first and foremost. It's like my biggest passion, but I'm also like, I also exist in a world where it's like, I like to be creative and I like to get to do what I do. And sometimes it's like, if opportunities pass by me that seem cool, I'm willing to check them out. I mean, we just were like the house band on this Fox TV show this past year that required a little bit of acting, and it was fun. Like, it's yeah. fun to just be silly and do things that are a little bit outside of our comfort zone. So
neat.
Yeah.
Well, this there you have casting directors.
Yeah, if anyone's listening, I'm available. Kind of not really. I'm very busy, but I can find time.
Yeah. Between now and the big crush when the album comes out, let's get something in the can. First guitar.
My first guitar was a Fender Squire. It was black, and my dad got it for me for Christmas when I was 13.
$100 guitar?
Yeah. It's Mexican made. Yeah. I mean, it got the job done. It's like what I learned on. I still play. Now I have a Fender Strat. I really like good, just like dependable guitars, you know, and Fender.
That stay in tune.
Like, I don't, you know, I play mostly power chords, or only power chords, if we're being honest. So those guitars are perfect for me. And it was a perfect guitar to learn on, a perfect guitar to teach me sort of like the bones of what I know. And then my dad, after that, he gave me a Dan Electro that was his, that I played like very early on in Best Coast. It was like the guitar that I played at all of our live shows.
Did you learn from him?
No, my parents got me guitar lessons. Like, I worked with this guy. His name was, God, I can't remember his name. I think it was Carlos. And he taught like me and my three best friends guitar. Like, not at the same time, but we all took lessons from him. So
you still have that first guitar?
I don't. I don't know what happened to it. I think maybe my dad has it. I don't know.
All right. Well, can we get one more song with the Strat here? This is going to be the one we mentioned at the top, the first single, For the First Time.
Mm-hmm.
For the First Time, we got Best Coast live for you on 88.5 FM.
Thank you.
It's Best Coast, and for the first time, live in studio on 88.5 FM, talking to Bethany Cosentino. Thank you so much for coming by and doing this.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Met you a couple years ago. You were at Pershing Square kicking off our summer concert series, opening up for the Bengals.
Yeah.
Which I grew up with the Bengals. I can only imagine that was...
Yeah, it was really cool. We've gotten to do some really cool stuff in our career where we toured with the Go-Go's, like getting to play with the Bengals. Like for me, especially too, like as a female, like it's really cool to get to do stuff with women that I really look up to.
Yeah, and ones who really blazed a trail of, you know, playing their own instruments and you know, kicking the dudes' butts. You know, it was really neat to see bands like that come up. And now you're... 10 years on and inspiring the next generation.
So thank you.
It's kind of cool.
Hopefully girls see what I'm doing and try it out. It's like anyone can do it, you know.
Well, go out and see them when they come to Palm Springs on the 27th of next month, Novo in LA on the 28th of February. And then they're going to go around the country and come back here for some dates in Southern California in early April. And the new album next month, Always Tomorrow, Best Coast. Bob, Bethany, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.